My memory of Pekka Siren is that of a great sound art professional. I met Pekka already in 1988 in the Rasenya audio box that Pinotto Fava organized from RAI in the city of Matera. This year his case was heard, where he tested his mastery as a sound creator.
P.E.
2 years later, he presented in Matera, under the signature of Proton Group, created with his wife, the artist Agnieszka Waligorska, two important works, Streetscapes and Canyonscapes, in which he showed the quality of his multi-channel work in large spaces.
P.E.K.
But in his biography, we find the following data prior to that date.
P.E.K.K.
He worked since 1964 in several sound engineering departments of ILE. At the beginning of the 70s, he was one of the pioneers of Finnish electronic music, setting up a creative sound workshop which led to the foundation of the Finnish Radio Experimental Studio in 1973. The first electronic compositions by Pekka were performed in 1970.
P.E.K.K.A.
Pekka Siren received several international prizes and he was teacher in sound art in the Film Academy of Helsinki and in the Radio and TV Institute.
P.E.K.K.A.S.
His electroacoustic works include more than 170 tape compositions for TV, radio and music for films, ballet, theater, exhibitions, multimedia and sound performances.
P.E.K.K.A.S.I.
Concha Jerez and I invited Pekka and Agnieszka as authors 2 times. The first was in 1992 for the meeting Ciudades Invisibles held in Madrid. They performed the radio performance Hot and Cold, again a multi-channel work. The second time was in 2009 to compose a soundscape on the island of Tenerife within the Islas Resonantes project. His work was titled Achinech.
P.E.K.K.A.S.I.R.
In 1994, I invited them from Ars Sonora in Radio Nacional de España to make Radio Chains, a radio art work.
P.E.K.K.A.S.I.R.E.
Beyond all this professional data, my memory of Pekka as a friend and colleague is that of a warm and constructive person, and because of those values, someone very important for many decisive years in the evolution of the Ars Acoustica group. That is why his figure must always remind us that experimentation is a path that is still important to travel and share.
P.E.K.K.A.S.I.R.E.N.